This is the Riabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and me, Mark Lowdy. Our meetup, our first meetup for the Riabu community went across really, really well, Simon. It was very interesting to hear a lot of stories from people who were having trouble getting paid on time and who all wanted to be first in line to get paid. And one of the stories that I heard, and I just wanted to put to you, was about this idea that you can get paid faster if you have a retainer arrangement with your customer rather than getting paid on a project basis. Mm. The theory is, according to one of the people who showed up, was that by having a retainer-based relationship, you kind of slip in your invoice along with all the other staff who get paid at the end of the month. So rather than there having to be a decision being made by somebody as to whether you are going to get your invoice paid, you just get swept along with the wave of everybody else. Do you think that works?
Well, I think, you know, to me this comes under the general topic of revenue recognition. Because if you think about working capital in the broader sense, there are two factors. There's when you cut your bill, and there's the terms and when you get paid against that bill. Anything you can do to cut your bill sooner and on a more regular basis is going to help your overall cash flow.
So cut your bill means write the invoice.
Yeah. And of course, you can write that into your contract, and you can indeed offer your customers different alternatives in terms of how you bill. And I've done that based on the overall price. However, if you're delivering goods or services, it's likely that there will be some criteria that you have to meet. So when you go through that process of creating a retainer, and it's a structure that I've used very often, what in essence will happen is that the deliverables against which you're measured will get pushed right to the back. So you'll have regular payments, but at some point there'll have to be a check-off against the stuff that you were supposed to do, as opposed to a series of project-related payments where you're saying, this month I'm going to deliver this, that month I'm going to deliver that, which can be quite laborious, particularly if you have a client that has a big compliance infrastructure that wants to go over everything with a fine-tooth comb, something which is generally not helpful to the overall smooth running of the project. So I like the notion of a retainer. Yeah.
Is it watertight? That's the question.
Of course it's not watertight, and there are all sorts of issues with it. I think it's a bit simplistic to say that you come in below the radar because it's a retainer. At the end of the day, the quantum of your work is the quantum of your work, and it's going to hit their budget in the same way. Yeah? But anything you can do to bring forward the date of revenue recognition, which is when, as you say, you're entitled to cut the invoice, to smooth out how you get paid, i.e. to eliminate things like complex acceptance criteria, are good, you know? It's not going to get you away from the fact that you have to deliver what you said you're going to deliver in order to get your final invoice. But, you know, if you can do that...
It's one less thing, in other words.
It's one less thing. It's a way of slightly changing it. So that you're focusing on the doing rather than the assessing as you go through your relationship. Yeah.
Well, in the final part of this podcast, then, let's talk a little bit more about the doing and the deliverables. You know, certainly in my business, I've not found retainers work very well because the deliverables become a lot more wishy-washy. And you either end up in a situation where you are delivering far more than if it was on a project basis, or worse, almost, that you're kind of seen as, well, you're kind of invisible, and sometimes they don't give you enough work, where you then start to worry about, you know, I'm on this retainer, how long is this going to last if they don't give me some more work?
Well, some people like to be invisible as long as the money keeps flowing, but I mean...
Yes, but it won't in the end.
It won't. I mean, you and I talked about this, and we talked about it several times. It's a big issue. You know, there are two kinds of clients in my experience. There's a client, as you've said, you know, the client... who doesn't keep close watch on what you're doing, who is not aware of what you're doing, can be very frustrating because you have come in with an agenda to do things. And if you can't compel their attention and ensure that they're focused on it, that becomes very, very, very difficult. The other thing that you've talked about is something that, you know, in consulting industry, we talk about scope creep, which is where you've calculated your investment of time, investment of resource based on very specific outcomes and activities, is where, because you happen to be there, it's difficult because if they start asking you for other things, it means that they're recognizing that you have a contribution to make.
Yes, you're valuable.
But on the other hand, the downside is that you become a kind of de facto 24 hours a day, you know, free resource.
And you don't get paid any more because you're on retainer.
And although you typically write in your contract, as I do, as you do, you know, should we do any more than this, there will be an additional charge of X, Y per man day or per hour or whatever it is. In reality, it's very hard to do that. You can't say, Mr. CEO, because you came into my to my office on Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. in Keckney for 4 hours, you know, to talk about your problems with the budget in India or something, that I'm going to have to charge you an extra $3,000 or whatever it happens to be, because that's a very toxic conversation to have, right?
Yes, because he's presumably he's got budgetary problems in India.
Exactly.
And you've just layered another thing on top. So in other words, it sounds like a nice idea. And if you can make it work for you, great. It's one less thing, yeah. But it's not open and shut case.
You know, the key things are client governance, the ability of the client to understand the limits of what you will be contributing and to manage that dialogue internally. And I have worked successfully in situations where, by saying at the beginning, look, I'm going to have to come to you if people start putting pressure on me. And, you know, when I've got people in that situation on projects, I train them. So because you don't want people that are having to do the work to get into adversarial situations with people. So what I do is I typically teach them to say, I really would like to help you with that, but actually, as far as I can see, that's not in what I'm supposed to be doing. So let me just talk to my boss about that and make sure he's okay with it. That way, me or another one of my lieutenants can sort of say, yeah, look, you know, we really want to help you with this, but you do realize.
And then, this is beyond the scope.
It's beyond the scope. So then you have a choice. So if you want to create goodwill, you can agree to do it. And the idea is that you typically throw in a couple of those because you will have budgeted for a couple of those. But at a certain point, you may make a judgment as to whether to park it, to include it in a later stage. Asking for more money when you already have a terms of reference signed is something that I would generally try and avoid. Yeah. Because it creates all sorts of ructions in terms of how they budget and how they pay and so on and so forth. So to me, to cut a long story short, it adds complexity, it adds risk, and unless there's a very clear upside, and the upside would be I am able to recognize revenue, that is cut an invoice earlier than I otherwise would be able to do, which brings forward the whole payment cycle, firstly. Secondly, I have a relationship and confidence in the client that I'm not going to get sucked into lots of additional activities through the process. And thirdly, that we have clear, measurable outcomes at the end of this. If there were three of those conditions, and that's quite a big ask when you think about it, if all of those can be satisfied, it's a good idea. But you can hear from my saying that, that adds quite a lot of extra stress to a relationship.
Yes, and better keep it project-based. Thank you, Simon.